You're listening to episode 1004. Hello there, and how are you today? Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up for yourself as you get ready to discover a meditation technique you can do as you sit down to meditate today, or you can do this same technique as you go about your day, doing errands and managing stress triggers throughout the most stressful parts of your day. You can even do them as you drift off to sleep. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a special meditation technique called a mudra. Now, don't let that name scare you off. Mudras are similar to yoga. So if you've done yoga, then you can easily do a mudra. And if you think about it, there was probably a point in time when you thought that yoga was a little bit bizarre. And now I bet you do it and don't think anything of it. Well, that's how mudras are. You kind of grow into them. And many listeners tell me that mudras are their hands-down favorite technique, despite an initial resistance to try them. So what you'll be doing is positioning your hands in a unique way, and this is going to activate your nervous system in a particular way. And so they're simple and easy to do. If you want to take a look at what the mudra looks like for today's episode, you may want to head over to my website at sipandom.com, or actually the best place is if you go over to Sip and Om's Facebook page. That's SipandOm. And there I'll have a photo of the mudra waiting for you. So the mudra you'll be exploring today is not so hard to do, but it is helpful if you see a photo of this mudra. And it is called the Shankh Mudra. And it resembles as if you were holding a conch in your hands, a shell, the shell, a conch. And it's representative of what many temples, Hindu temples in India, do in the morning. They blow a conch to let everybody know that the doors to the temple are open. And this is going to be representative of you allowing yourself to open up to peace and stillness as you manage anxiety this week. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And we explore a theme throughout the entire week. You can jump in on any series throughout the week. They don't really progress. You could benefit from the final series as much as you would benefit from the first series. And each technique I share with you is customized around this theme. So this week's theme is all about managing anxiety. It could be the reason you decided to meditate. So it is a powerful meditation episode. And again, I want to remind you, you don't have to do the mudra that I share with you today. You can still benefit through the visualization that I share with you that you could do as you meditate today. But if you are game for trying something new, then you might enjoy the mudra. To do this mudra, you are going to take the fingers of your right hand and circle them around the thumb of your left hand. So your hands are at your chest level, your heart. And take the fingers of your right hand and just circle them around your left thumb. Now, with your right thumb, touch it to the middle finger of your left hand. And this is going to look as though you are holding a conch seashell in your hands, getting ready to blow it to announce you are tapping into your inner peace. So again, take your right fingers, clasp them around your left thumb, take your right thumb, touch it to your middle finger on your left hand, and the other fingers are just upward. And that is it. So again, you can take a look over at the Sip and Om Facebook page if you want a visual of that. And now, as you get ready to settle yourself into your meditation, consider that your anxiety is being triggered by something. And when you tap into your inner stillness, which is what you do as you meditate, and this mudra will help you do that. By the way, you can hold this mudra for up to 15 minutes at a time, three times a day. Mudras come with their own little prescription. So three times a day for 15 minutes. I think that would be a challenge. So you might try holding it just until you feel pretty good. And when you start to feel a little tired of holding it, just release the mudra and place your hands back onto your lap. Well, as you are holding this mudra, or maybe if you're not, you'll still receive the same benefits. Consider the kind of anxiety you're managing. And then consider what helps you to feel calm. I've shared some techniques with you, and I'm not finished yet. We still have several more episodes of this series. But consider what you know helps you to feel calm, including this mudra, maybe a new technique for you. Notice where you hold tension and anxiety in your body. Become very aware of that. And then as you hold this mudra, focus with your eyes uplifted to the point between your eyebrows. You may want to repeat the word Om, O-M, Om. It's considered to be the sound of the universe. It's an ancient Sanskrit word, and it means peace, but it means a little more than peace. It means feeling interconnected with everything around you at one. And you might want to repeat another meaningful word to you, such as maybe Amen, or whatever it is that makes you feel safe and secure. And as you hold this mudra, you could repeat that word three times. If you want to experiment with Om, you could repeat Om. Releasing the mudra when you feel ready to do so, repeating Om or your special word, as you go into your own inner stillness. And if you'd like to be guided in a full 30-minute meditation using these techniques, I release a brand new meditation every day over at my website at sipandom, there's that word again, .com. That's sipandom.com. I have a subscription meditation site there. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You get a guide with all the techniques I've shared throughout the week as a handy reference. And you also get a journal that follows the weekly series and access to over 1,000 meditations and a community of meditators who listen to the same meditations right along with you. So again, you can find that at sipandom.com. Meditate to the point where you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you enjoy this episode and these series, I would love it if you would leave me a rating and review over on iTunes. Those help other people find me, in that the more ratings and reviews podcasts have, the higher their ranking in iTunes, so that people can find the different meditations. I would so appreciate that. And I appreciate you. You are so worth slowing down for.